I like this idea of the three W's. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, once you have a genetic testing done, usually you ask yourself, why am I doing that before you do it? But these days, the genetic testing is being done so often in many clinical scenarios, and you need to know, what do you do with this information? So why? Obviously, you have several ways of application of the genetic information that you get from your testing. And one that is certainly embedded in everyday management of patients is for diagnostic purposes. Now, there are hundreds of papers written on prognostication with the genetic mutation added on to standard prognostication, but I caution everybody that this is not ready for prime time. And certainly for monitoring of the disease progression of response to therapy, we are far away from that. The JAK inhibitors do not alter the number of cells much with the mutations in patients' bodies as they ingest the pills. We do not really have a major therapy that would require monitoring of a genetic component on the therapy like imatinib in CML, where we aim for a complete molecular response. Now, when do you do that, then, is a question. You would usually do that at the diagnosis for diagnostic purposes, but during disease course, we have little evidence that that is actually useful, and it's very costly. I have patients come through my office and say, why don't I have this genetic testing done, a 28-gene panel, once a year with the bone marrow to see how do I progress? Well, who is going to really pay for that, and what's the therapeutic benefit of such an intervention? I do not agree. You test when there is a progression, and you try to explain it. So this is why we would actually test for, and this is really what is part of a standard practice these days. These driver mutations are part of the genetic code that is necessary to be looked at when you have a suspicion of any of the Philadelphia chromosome negative MPN. Obviously, you first test for BCR-ABL to make sure it's not CML, and then you go to this particular algorithm, unless you do all at once, which is possible in some academic centers, but you would go with the most common mutations in different disease to identify malignant clone. And it is now, since April of 2016, actually built into the diagnostic criteria for any of these diseases, ETPV or myelofibrosis, to test for JAK2 mutation, calreticulin or MIPL, or for JAK2 exon 12 in case of PV. And this is, for example, seen very well in the case of polycythemia vera, where among the major criteria, we have the addition of the JAK2 V617F or JAK2 exon 12 mutations to be tested for if possible. But see, what we are looking for is also simplification of the diagnostic criteria in PV, and we are also looking for more therapeutic relevant diagnostic criteria because we realized over several last years that there is no good understanding of what polycythemia vera is.